We are here on this cold and a little snowy morning to celebrate the birth of a child. Now, each night a child. But this child's story has been told for over 2,000 years. It's a story of love. Love for the world, love for each and every person. It's a story of hope when all other hope is lost. And the story begins with the words you have just heard from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this was the first taxation and was taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And for the original listeners, this was current news. Quirinius was a politician. They had heard of him. He was a leader at a time of corruption and violence and political unrest and ridiculous acts of greed and malfeasance by rulers and officials across the Roman Empire. They knew who this guy was. And in the middle of this tax registration, a child who would be called holy, was born. A holy child agreed to be born because God needed to be present in the world in a way that wasn't somewhere out there or up there, but was here and real and understandable and touchable. God needed to be present in a way that human minds could understand and human hands could grasp. God needed to make people understand that it was their hands that had to do something. So in the middle of the greed and the corruption and the hatred and the fear and the fighting between various groups, God came down not in a whirlwind or a hurricane, not as a pillar of fire, but as the body of a human baby. The baby's mother was young. They think about 13. Pregnant, out of wedlock. This girl was unimportant to anyone but her family. This wasn't someone famous. That young girl's fiancé was a good man and an honest man. He was trying to follow the law and do what he was supposed to do. They probably traveled with friends and others, all people just trying to get back to pay their taxes. And Jesus came into the world at that time and was made human. He arrived amidst chaos and graft and corruption. Rome was huge. Its governors were miles and miles and miles. Days were the travel from Rome itself. They didn't always obey the letter of the law when ruling the people around them. And God didn't send a bunch of angels to tidy up the place because Jesus was coming. Jesus came into a broken world to proclaim a message of hope and love even in the midst of the brokenness. So what a message for us this Christmas, thousands of years in the future, from that world of stars and wise men and little shepherd boys. Jesus comes to the broken. Jesus comes when everything is torn and tattered and flapping loose, when we are scared it's all going to fall apart. Jesus comes when we're afraid that things will never be right again. Jesus consents to be born, and he continues to be born year after year after year. Because I don't know, standing here right now, if every one of you is going to have a Merry Christmas. I hope you do. I hope it's amazing. But I don't know that. I don't know if you're spending it in ways you'd prefer not to. I don't know if you're sick or well, surrounded by family, desperately alone. Maybe you're filled with rage at what's going on in our country or your family or your own heart. Maybe you're happy as you've ever been. Maybe you're missing someone who should be here with you, but never will be back again. Whoever you are this morning, however you are, Jesus is willing to be born for you, to be born in your heart, to be born into your life. The message that he brings, you don't have to be Christian. You don't have to clean it up. You don't have to get it all right. You can be broken and hear this message. You can be dented and battered and screwed up. You can have fouled up everything from the time you got up this morning. It's okay. You can be torn up, messed up, so very afraid, and still he will come. God with us, Emmanuel. The human child who was born to demonstrate that God loves you exactly as you are. That God can see you in all of your imperfection and all of your pain and still find you worthy of love. This isn't about the nitpicky bits of this story. I've been arguing with ministers all week over derivations of the word that became virgin in some translations. We've been fighting for 6 days. There is no agreement. I'm glad to have you know that. I don't know if she was a virgin. I don't know if she talked to God. I don't know if she and Joseph got a little too friendly before they actually got married, or if she was friendly with somebody else. I don't care. There was a human born who lived as well and as lovingly, as ethically and morally as anyone could. And he came to tell us that we could do the same, that he was human, just as we are human, and that God loved us that way and that God loved him that way. So what's our answer to that love? The song Joy to the World has a line, "Let every heart prepare him room." And that is what it's all about when you remove all the spare bits of that story. Let every heart open up. Let every heart feel that divine love, that human love. But our hearts are often so tired and so hard, so surrounded by shells, so battered and beaten by the world, so broken, so ashamed. We're scared to have a tender heart when we read the news. We're scared to have a tender heart when we see who some of our neighbors are. That's terrifying. We're so weary of what it means to be human in a chaotic world. Let every heart prepare him room. Let every heart welcome in the Christ child. Let him be born in you on this night and every night. That isn't an easy thing. They're not asking you for something tiny. Christ comes to the broken. Christ comes to the marginalized and the beaten and the bowed. He comes to the poor and the lost and the straggler. He comes to all the rest of us. He brings love in the midst of all that is battered and says, don't be afraid, because fear is the big problem. Fear's the piece that tells us, refuse to love, protect yourself. Refuse to be vulnerable, protect yourself. Fear tells us that there is no way and all is lost. But Jesus came to make a way out of no way. He came to tell us that love can heal a broken heart. Love can inspire you to help heal the sorrows of the world. This isn't magic. This is human hands. He came to tell us that if we allow our hearts to be the stable where he was born, we will realize that it is love for one another that will lead us to use our human hands to mend the places where the world is shattered. No angels are coming down to do this work for us. We are the beloved of God, so beloved that he made his child in our image. Joy to the world, the Lord has come to live the word of God, to give us examples we can follow every day of our lives, over and over again. May we dare to embody the living love of God, because the world will not be saved by complex theologies, religious mumbo jumbo, large words in complex volumes. The salvation of all of us comes in the form of a child, which reminds us that it is love and caring that will guide us to wholeness. Unto you a child is born. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Amen.